As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Christian, there's Red Rachel coming in here.
Hey.
Hello, Red Rachel.
Biggie's out today.
I see that.
Let you know, BB Shea is in. I do have a quick email, BB Shea, from Steve, who says, I know BB Shea is full of nothing but hot dogs and hot takes, but that, with that being said, I can only be pushed so far. This Harrison Ford take is just out of pocket. I'm sorry, though. I can no longer abide.
That's a bridge too far.
That's a bridge too far. I've heard him and his takes on the Cusacks and so forth, but this is too far. Harrison Ford is one of the greatest actors of all time and came to the game late. He was a carpenter. He built recording studios and movie sets, got a lucky shot to read for, I guess, American Graffiti.
Is first time I ever saw
him. Yeah. He was like 30 when he became.
Yeah, he was older.
Yeah, in it. I mean,
he's the older guy in Star Wars for sure.
Yeah, as Han Solo. And he's like knocked Han Solo out of the park and seems very down to earth to me.
I hear he's an a-hole.
I've heard the same.
I've heard he's not the nicest dude on the planet.
I've heard that too. I don't have anything to back that up except that, yeah, through the grapevine you hear that.
Yeah.
But lately, I mean, he's a kind of a curmudgeon, but I like it, you know?
He sort of leaned into that persona.
Yeah.
You know, when he's on talk shows, he kind of pretends to be that cat.
Exactly. It's like he pretends to be all.
But he's been with the same, been married to the same lady for, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
I mean, 35 years?
Yeah, I love his movies. I love his acting. When I see him in an interview, I really like him. One time I heard that I think he flew his own helicopter from L.A. to San Francisco because he wanted a particular cheeseburger he could only get in San Francisco. And, of course, I criticized him because I'm environmentalist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you didn't know? Is this new to you? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You haven't seen my environmental side yet.
Not yet. When did this start?
It's on and off. It's not always. It's not always.
It was on then.
It was on at that time. This is 20 years ago, and he took a helicopter, you know, and a lot of people were saying, you wasted all that gas and, you know, into the environment and that kind of thing to go get a cheeseburger. And I'd pile them, but he didn't care.
So.
Right. He didn't care. Are you a fan, Harrison Ford?
Yeah, I like grumpy old guys.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's why you and I bond so well, I think. Don't you think?
You do fit in nicely.
I think you do very, very well. Well, today we only have three players here because Biggie's not with us for the Big Money Celebrity Birthday Game. There are five celebrities today. We have a great basketball player, we have an actor, we have a president, and we have two Kevins. And Jody gets to pick first on who he wants to guess these celebrity ages today. Can't let you do it. It's too easy to look up these ages on your device. Jody, do you want BB Shea, Chris Dim, or Red Rachel? Who you got?
BB Shea.
BB Shea will be playing for you today. He'll try to guess as close as he can to the celebrity ages. Jim, you can have Red Rachel or Chris Dim. Who you got?
Robinson Dim.
Christopher Merriweather Dim is the choice. And finally, Justin, Red Rachel will be playing for you today.
That sounds good. I'm a grumpy old man, so that works good.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, then she should play very well for you. You try to guess how old the celebrities are. If you're within, let's say, 5 years, that's 5 points. At the end of the game, we add the points, and the low score wins. This is the NBA on ESPN theme. We play it for NBA's superstar Zion Williamson. Number one overall draft choice by the New Orleans Pelicans after playing for the Duke Blue Devils. He was well known even as a high school player because of his dunks that showed up on YouTube. And I'm very interested to see what BB Shea has to say about him. For a minute there, I thought he was a bust because he just didn't seem, he can't get healthy. He can't get healthy. But he's a good player when he's out there.
No, he's an explosive player, very talented kid, but that's exactly right. He just fallen victim to injuries.
Is it his style of play that makes him so often injured?
I think he's heavy. He's a big heavy. You can only be that explosive at that size for so long.
You know that.
Yeah.
Better than anyone.
I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, when he was drafted by the Pelicans, I heard an analyst say, worst possible city for him. Those beignets?
What a dumb take. Like they don't have food in other cities.
That gumbo?
God.
Apparently he did make
the knock on him has been he's been overweight.
Right.
I mean, he would show up overweight.
Exactly. But he lost. Games, but he's lost at times. He just can't say. Yeah, you're right. He's been
overweight. He couldn't stay healthy at Duke. Couldn't stay healthy in the pros.
But when he plays, he does great. He averages like 20 and 10.
I know. My son and I have this conversation sometimes. I say, you know, he's never available. He's like, yeah, but when he is, he's a good player.
Yeah.
It's just, but you got to be there. He's got to get it. It's kind of like, it's a little bit like Luka. Luka's better, of course, but he's known for being out of shape. All right, how old is Zion Williamson today, BB Shay?
I put 25.
25, Kristen.
I guess 27.
Let's go to Red Rachel.
I said 24.
One of you has it exactly right. You're a dookie. He's 25 today. Zion Williamson. So there's time for
him. How long has he been in the NBA?
He was drafted in 2019.
Okay, thank you.
That's a while back. It didn't seem like that long to me.
6 years ago.
And he only played one season at Duke, of course.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And an aborted season, right? Didn't he blow out
He blew out his...
No, he finished.
He lost, missed some games, but came back.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
He was back for the ACC tournament. He missed like the last, what, seven or eight games of the season, maybe? Maybe fewer than that. But he hurt himself against Carolina.
Correct.
The shoe blowout.
At Cameron.
That was the shoe blowout game.
Blew out the shoe.
But he played him the second time around.
No,
played him in the ACC championship.
And they won by like a point.
Yeah.
And Carolina beat him in the regular season twice. Mm-hmm. Do you know, I got up early the next morning after... Now, that night, everybody was like celebrating that Zion was playing Carolina for the first time. And I'm a Tar Heel fan. And both teams were good. And I woke up to watch the Duke-Carolina game after going to sleep and fast-forwarded through all of it until like 10 minutes to go. And Carolina was up by like 15 points. And I thought, why is Carolina winning this game? You know, what has happened?
Yeah, yeah.
And where is Zion Williamson? Well, it happened like the first minute of the game. You know, he blew his shoe up. So 0 points for BB Shay. He has the lead. 1 point for Red Rachel and 2 points for Chris Stim, a former president of the United States of America. George W. Bush celebrates a birthday.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Who could forget the majesty that is George W. Bush?
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country. See, I don't...
Argue with him. George W. Bush. He is the 43rd president of the United States, former governor of Texas, and a Republican who won 2 terms. Just watch that Osama bin Laden documentary. He figures prominently in that, as you can imagine. George W. Bush. Do you think that as we get many years now from his presidency, he's looked at more favorably than he was at the time? Because at the time, he was criticized heavily for botching that he had a big economic issue at the end of his term. We had the housing crisis. They say he botched Katrina, which is 20 years ago now. They say he messed up 9/11, all of those things, you know. Now, do we look at him as better than we did when he was in office? Usually we do.
I've seen.
No, I neither.
I mean, he seems to be the problem. Well, to his benefit is that he kind of pales in comparison to the current Republican occupant of the office.
Well, he's,
you know, when you compare him to the other people in his party, he's like, well, you know, he was a little different. He ran the office differently.
Well, this guy runs the office differently than anybody else ever. So it's like he takes up all the oxygen in the room, I guess, even when you're comparing to anybody. George W. Bush, age, BB Shay.
I put 75.
75, Christian.
I guess 74.
And Red Rachel.
He said 78.
He's 79 this week. 79 for George W. Bush.
Dang it.
That gives Red Rachel the lead. 2 points. BB Shay has 4. Christian has 7. Happy birthday to comedian and actor Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart on Dad's Babysitting.
I don't like babysitting. I can admit that. I don't like watching my kids by myself. Too much pressure. No man does. No man in this room is a good babysitter. I can tell you how every man in this room watches kids. All we do, we sit on the couch and listen. That's how we watch our kids. Kids do whatever they want when they with dad. Hey! Hey! I know y'all not in that toilet. Y'all better not be in that toilet. You ain't gonna do nothing.
So true. He's got that nailed, that's for sure. Not only is he a great stand-up comedian, of course, he's been in a ton of movies as well. You're a fan, BB Shay?
His earlier stuff I liked a lot better.
Oh,
I don't mind him, though. He's fine.
Okay. I love Jumanji.
When you say earlier stuff, BB Shay, do you mean his comedy or his movies?
His comedy.
Yeah. He's known more as a stand-up do you think, than an actor?
Or? It's kind of half and half at this point.
Yeah, I think
maybe
so,
he's a
too.
Movie star now.
What's your favorite? Are you a fan of Kevin Hart?
Ripper? Yeah, I especially like him. Just him and his friendship with The Rock.
There's yeah.
Just like the comparison and the size. I just yeah. love their friendship.
Are you a fan of Jumanji as I am?
Yeah.
Me too. I love that when they redid that. He's done others, of course. Central Intelligence, The Secret Life of Pets, Ride Along, Ride Along 2, Captain Underpants.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, going on. Time Magazine has named him on the annual list of 100 most influential people in the world 3 times. Kevin Hart. How old is he today? B.B. Shea, you're trailing by 2 points.
Milestone 50.
Milestone 50 for Kevin Hart.
49.
All right, and Red Rachel.
It's a 52.
46 today. 46 for Kevin Hart. Oh. Surprising. I thought he'd be a bit older myself. Red Rachel has 8. B.B. Shea has 8. Chris Dim has 10. Happy birthday to actor Kevin Bacon from Footloose.
And there was a time for this law, but not anymore. See, this is our time. It is our way of celebrating life. It's the way it was in the beginning. It's the way it's always been. It's the way it should be now.
For Footloose, sorry about the audio glitch in the middle. Known for Footloose and many others, of course, A Few Good Men, JFK, Mystic River, Apollo 13, Frost Nixon, Tremors, Friday the 13th. That's my favorite.
Not long.
No. That's my favorite Kevin Bacon movie, Friday the 13th.
You know, if you put on your little pink shorts, you might look like Kevin Bacon in
Friday,
Friday
the 13th. That's right.
Have you seen his pink shorts, Rachel?
Yeah, I've seen the pink shorts.
You've what? Yeah, you like?
Yeah.
They're new.
No, the new ones.
The new
oh, the
ones?
New ones? No, I haven't seen those.
Yeah. You want to borrow them?
I think those are mine.
I know. Do you like them? They're great. I think they're great.
Real men can wear pink. It's okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What do you think about Kevin Bacon, B.B. Shea?
You know, I love Hollow Man.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a Hollow Man fan.
And Mystic River, too.
Yeah. Apollo 13?
Never saw it.
Few Good Men?
Decent.
Okay. Okay. All right. How old is he today, B.B. Shea? Oh, Animal House? I mean, that's where
never
he really
saw that
is.
Right.
You haven't seen Animal House.
No.
How old is Kevin Bacon?
I put 64.
64. You are tied for the lead with Red Rachel. Kristen?
I guess 67.
And Red Rachel?
I also said 67.
Two of you have it. Exactly right. He is 67 today. Red Rachel has the lead. 8 points. Kristen has 10. B.B. Shea has 11. The final celebrity today is Sylvester Stallone. We have the end of the movie Rocky.
Here it's chaos. Rocky, you went the distance. You went the 15 rounds. How do you feel?
All right, Phil.
What are you thinking about when that buzzer sounds? What are you thinking about when the 15 rounds and you're coming out?
Did you
Rocky.
That gives me chills every time I hear that. I love Rocky. I just read that he was offered like some ungodly amount of money to sell the script, like $300,000, and he had nothing, but he insisted on doing it himself.
Nobody wanted him to play
exactly.
the role.
They were going to give the role to somebody else, Robert Redford or somebody. And he insisted that he play the role, and so he would not sell it unless he played the role. It made everything, meant everything for him. Rambo, First Blood, this goes on and on. He's in a movie, show now, what, Tulsa King?
Yep.
Still on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You a fan?
I love him.
He's great. I love the Rocky movies. What are your thoughts, B.B. Shea?
I'm a big Rocky IV guy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Drago.
Yeah.
How old is he today for the game?
77.
77. Kristen.
78.
Red Rachel.
I said 81.
He's 79. Oh. The win by one goes to Red Rachel. You did it!
I did it.
Rachel! Rachel! 10 for Red Rachel, 11 for Chris Dim, and 13 for B.B. Shea. Great game, everybody. Nicely done.